Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday. It is September the 8th, and it is Saturday. I love Saturdays. Well, every day I'm alive, I love every day, but since I was a little kid, I love Saturdays. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Weekend. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, presenting yet another audio commentary style broadcast. I know. I can't wait till we're back in action. I'm producing full-fledged shows. My Facebook page is like Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Live, because my Facebook friends and I, which are listeners and supporters of the podcast right here at blogtalkradio.com, we have been having the most amazing combos regarding important topics and also fun topics. You know, what's life about laughter? But I just cannot wait till we are broadcasting live again. Talk with my cousin Linda, and also bringing Linda's anticipating Roughneck coming back, and you know, Roughneck and I, we like to talk about sports, you know. And so a big shout out to him and my friend Lisa. But we love to talk about, he's definitely a real friend indeed. Also, my mother loved him. Sports. And I told him, like I told many, Tiger Woods will make his comeback. And he's most definitely doing the same. He's really inspiring me. You know, so that's one thing I love about the show also, that the guests that appear on the show, they have, you know, stories of triumph and overcoming failures or naysayers or, you know, comeback stories like Tiger Woods. Matter of fact, that's a good idea. I need to invite Tiger. I think I have early on invited him, and I know he listens to the podcast, so. A shout out to Tiger if he's listening to the live version or listening later to the repeat. But thank you to all of you that have been listening to the show since the original broadcast on March 21st, 2011, and new ones, and those of you that have been supporting the archive shows also. I know my late mother was on a couple of my shows sharing recipes, and it's that time of year. For us to get our recipes together for holiday season and holiday cooking. Excuse me for the delay. Also, right when it was time for the show, my confirmation for my tickets to attend a mega rally next Friday had alerted, and I had to document my ticket information. Trump will be in Jackson, Mississippi. I know some of you are saying, like, gag me. Yeah, I have yet been to a Trump rally. I was in Texas when he came to Mississippi during the last presidential campaign, and I missed him in Dallas because I was in North Texas, and he didn't come to North Texas, to the Tacoma area. He came to the to Dallas and to Fort Worth. But when I first arrived in Dallas, when during the presidential campaigning, you guys remember I was a supporter of Rick Perry, and then Rick Perry fell off, but thank God, he, you know, he has a good position in the administration. And so many people are like, why do you support Rick Perry? I mean, he was a good job creator, but some people say, well, I know Richardson, who I was a big supporter of, she definitely laid the ground for a great job. I know that truth. But we have big midterm elections going on all around the country, and also especially here in Mississippi. We have Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is the appointed U.S. Senator. But there's a big midterm between she, Chris McDaniel, Mike Espy. I'm a longtime supporter of Mike Espy. I won't deny that fact. But also, there's a third guy in it. I think his name is, I don't even want to say the wrong name, but something like Toby Beery, something like that. But there's a fourth guy also. But they're expecting, it's really a big, big election. Who's going to vote for who? Many of my friends had a big women for Mike Espy rally yesterday. I reshared their pictures, awesome pictures. Cindy Hyde-Smith is the reason that Trump is coming for a midterm rally. And also, as they talked about on The View, early campaigning for 2020 would be tickled me unless they focus on the midterms right now. And my cousin Linda has been like in awe of his campaigning, saying, don't, you know, vote Republican so I don't get impeached. Definitely, I think, of course, I voted for Trump, but of course, Trump should be more we, not thinking about I will get vote Republican, I'll get impeached. Focus on the issues that are important to all Americans. That's how all of us keep jobs and get jobs. As a matter of fact, I would like to work for his campaign. You know, I won't deny that. I'm working as a Republican poll manager now during this election season, and also an alternative poll manager. But focus on the needs of the people. That's how you keep a job. You know, that's how you keep a job, period. People cross party lines and vote. Some people vote straight down the row. I've been a Republican since before I could vote. But yes, I do vote across the line, and I vote. I openly support my friends that are. And you don't have to be my friend. I believe in your platform, but you become my friend when I believe in your platform. But on my page, my page is a bipartisan page. We talk politics. We respect one another. We don't belittle one another. We have competent conversations. Some people kind of disagree. Even with this show, when I first began the show, my thing was it's an entertainment lifestyle show. Stay away from politics. Politics are important to our lifestyles. And the way and look at entertainment, there's not a comedian or that does not say something about the state of politics. So it is important for us to discuss these issues, and we do openly talk about different things on my Facebook page. So definitely those of you that network with me throughout social media, check my personal pages out, Bethany Williams, my public page, Bethany Beth Entrepreneur for the Shock Entertainment Report, Amazing Save Dallas page, the amazing James Franco Project Group. Big shout out to Ashton Kutcher and his wife Mella for being members. Also, I'm longtime social media friends with Ashton Kutcher, and it was so weird. He reconnected with me He's managing an actress, and he reconnected to me. And to be honest, I confirmed his friend request without realizing it was actually him, because it was his first name in Ashton and his middle name. So when I confirmed it, I didn't look like, oh, that's Ashton Kutcher. I just thought maybe a friend from the local Jackson area, and then I realized, oh, Ashton, I haven't heard him in a long time. Even though in the group we always are talking about Mel's work, in the James Franco group, her work was with James and Date Night and The Oz and so on. And I love their appearance on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. I mean, that I don't mean to ramble or anything, but I just wanted to mention that about. But during the last broadcast, I talked about the importance of voting whoever you vote for. And if you're not in your area, and that's something that Joy mentioned on The View earlier on Friday, be sure that you vote absentee ballot if you are not in your respective area. Be sure, because one thing that I have learned as a Republican poll manager and alternative poll manager this election season, that is a hassle. And it can be a headache for those of you that maybe drive a couple hours to vote when you really could have voted at in your new neighborhood. Are those of you that maybe work out of town or attend school out of town or would be vacant? It's important to know that you need to vote absentee. I even need to vote absentee because on election day, I will be working open to close. And I don't know where my assignment will be. I need to vote absentee because I will not be able to vote at the district that I usually in my neighborhood, because I'll be working somewhere. Unless I'm assigned to work at my district. And be sure to check out all your information. And if you don't want to have to go through that hassle of filling out an affidavit, be sure that you know, contact your courthouse and ask them, or go in person and ask them to look up where you are registered to vote. If you need to change it, then change it, update it. But if it's not updated when it's time for you to vote, you're either going to be instructed to go to the correct district or fill out an affidavit. When you fill out the affidavit, it will update your information once it's submitted. So next time that you do vote, it will be at the proper location. I guess I'm kind of slowing around too, dragging around about this situation that's going on in Dallas. So send in prayers. You all know Dallas is my second home, a place I love. And this situation going on with the DPD officer and a young man who was murdered. I'm sending prayers right now. And during the next broadcast, I guess we'll have more information. As of this broadcast, I do not believe there has been an arrest or anything. I don't know what's going on, so I'm not going to talk. I stay in my lane. I do my best to stay in my lane, honestly. So I don't know exactly. I watched a press conference yesterday because I was alerted. I had not even heard about it until I send the press conference. And people write, the reporters write, I mean, it seems a lot of people just baffled about what's actually going on. On Facebook, there's been a picture of the officer in civilian clothes held up, well, allegedly the officer held up with the gentleman. So I don't know what's going on, but I just know our life is lost. And we need to find out what's going on. We need to find out what's going on in a lot of situations, but definitely in that situation. But talk about what I don't know about. I only know what has, I watched the press conference, and I'm a big supporter of the police chief of Dallas. And I also was chatting with the people during the press conference, and then up until a bit right before this broadcast, and, you know, looking at posts and articles regarding it, sending prayers that the truth comes out and we find out what's going on. And it's a lot going on, a lot going on. I would love to have different representatives from different cities to come on the show when we're back to doing full-fledged shows. Next broadcast will be scheduled for next Saturday. So the Shark Entertainment Report now Saturdays, Image Mechanism on Monday. And we'll be back to a full-fledged schedule real soon. There's a lot of new music I've been getting from a lot of my friends. Starboy have new music. So the list goes on. Mars Mills had an awesome show last week. At Whiskey Go Go. It's some amazing things going on. Amazing things going on here in the city of Jackson. Facebook is also coming. Because I had heard they were on tour earlier this year. And so on the 18th and 19th, Facebook executives will be in town training the community, you know, in regards of business and community efforts. So I'm already registered for that, of course, and with Facebook have contacted me probably like during the holiday season last year regarding the James Franco Project group I had formed and praising it and showing support and so on. And Facebook have always supported me and encouraged me to, one reason why I created my own public page of all my pages and groups. I know they locked me out of my personal account once and had me to go through so much verification. And then after they researched and studied, they said, Bethany, you need a public page. You need a public page. And it took me forever. So finally, earlier this year, I created Beth Entrepreneur. We have a lot of fun. Well, I have a lot of fun on social media, on LinkedIn and Instagram, reinventing my YouTube channel like many of you are. And shout out to the amazing vlogs that I have been supporting. One vlog is out of Jacksonville. This young lady, Terrific Meals, and she also prays. She's a prayer warrior. And so it's amazing. She has like her own like amazing reality show, sharing her life and her family life. But the premise is her cooking very good meals and praying for people. It's amazing. So I don't want to say the name of the show incorrectly, but many of you probably know exactly who I'm talking about because she has so many fans. But thank you for your support. Email me at culturetrekent, KULTRESHOKENT, _Beth@yahoo.com. And, of course, you know, reach out to me throughout social media and in person like you do. Big shout out to the Shark Dame and his crew, Damon Jones' crew. I have been a longtime supporter of brands like Cross Colors, you know, Anthony Hankins. You know, for the longest, you know, I've been working on designs, clothing designs myself, but in sales, working in sales and management, at specialty stores, department stores, so on. But especially when I work for Merry-Go-Round, that's when FUBU and Cross Colors and those brands came. Now, I've been a long-time supporter of FUBU, like many of you, being a big supporter of LL Cool J, whom I was reminded when I was looking over bio information about FUBU. That was how FUBU was kicked off by LL Cool J, where or one of their caps in a Gap commercial or something like that. And that's amazing. But I remember back in those days selling Jabos and Cross Colors and so many different amazing brands. But when Cross Colors and Fubu and Carton Eye came out, it was just an amazing time, really, where fashion was really a form of self-expression and so on. And so this past July, I attended one of Damon John's success events. It was amazing. And I had just been getting a wealth of information, studying so much information. So I keep you all updated. It's just amazing the things that his company provides those that would like to be mentored by he and his team with. I just wanted to make a shot, you know, send a shout out to them, to his awesome team, and also to Jim Griffin of Capital City Networking. I missed his second networking event. The first one was awesome, so I know the second one was a big deal. I probably will talk with him later on today or tomorrow because he's busy helping people learn about money and investing in a group of financial services. So check him out on Facebook. Also, Mr. Charles Everett's birthday is coming up on Tuesday. So wishing him a happy birthday. Hopefully we'll get by his show, Let's Talk, with the Honorable Charles Everett, Renee Shakespeare, on Wednesday, hopefully. And Friday we have the president in town. In Jackson, Mississippi. There are so many events going on. The Mississippi Museum of Art is having an all-ages event today. And I do not think I will make it, but those of you that are in Jackson or visiting, definitely stop by the Mississippi Museum of Art at 10:30, 10 o'clock, because there's an awesome event for the entire family going on today. Thank you all. I just wanted to talk a little bit, update you, sending prayers out also to Mac Miller, loved ones, family, supporters, so speechless, definitely sending prayers out. I checked my emails in Hollywood Life. I sent my email. Mac Miller, dead at age 26, OD, found dead at his California home. Like, wow. And I'm like, wait a second. No, not Mac. I'm like, wow. I'm just speechless. I'm sending prayers out to Demi Lovato also. Here she's selling her California home. Sending prayers to her because I had even reached out to her and she and her family. And whoever that might could, you know, get information to her. My mom and I loved her work and my family. And so glad that she's getting the assistance that she needs. And I'm glad that she's always open with us regarding what she's dealing with. So down to earth. So we'll get with Demi and definitely spending out love and prayers regarding the artist Mac Miller passing away from an overdose at age 26. Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, really. We've had Prince. Wow, this is just something just crazy. But I won't say any much more on that either because it's sad. There's a lot of conversations going on also on my Facebook page regarding that also. Thank you all. It's a fun Saturday. I've always loved Saturdays. As a kid, I loved Saturdays cartoons. The local dance show, Black Gold by Lee King, American Bandstand, which American Bandstand needs to be rebooted. I mean, who's with me on that? I put it right after Chris last week, telling them we need that rebooted. Most definitely, I'd love to be on that production team. But again, thank you all for tuning in. Remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and we can always replan, right? And God's plan, you know, we make our plans, but also, you know, God always has amazing, amazing, amazing plans. Again, happy weekend, happy Saturday, and those tuning in to Image Mechanisms on Monday. Thank you. And remember to email me at KULTRESHOKNT_BETH@yahoo.com. Much love, and God bless you and yours. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And excuse my raspy voice.